Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
This is Jay Stu and Sarah. We're here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yes, we are.
Very honored to be with someone we all grew up with and kind of a hero to me growing up, Mr. Tom Wolfat. How's it going, sir?
That's one question.
Oh, does that one count?
It's like, oh no.
That's right. I wish, yeah. No, it's going good. It's, you know, I mean, I have not done that many of these things. And of course, Canada always has the kinder, gentler version of things, actually.
Nice.
So, you know, yeah, it's nice. And you don't get too many jerks that you can get at some of these things. So
it's always
cool. And, you know, I get to see guys like, you know, Henry Winkler's here. And
he's
an old friend of mine.
Oh, really? Nice.
Another hero growing up.
See some of those people that I haven't seen in a while.
Oh, great. Nice.
Now, I know you've always been into the music. I've seen you on TV a bunch of times singing. And you have definitely a great music career. I was really, when I checked you out online, I was excited to see you had all kinds of different genres of CDs, not only the country, but you had jazz as well. And like I was mentioning off tape, your excellent Springsteen cover of Meeting Across the River.
Well, what we did was, you know, about, I guess, 98, 99, I did a show with Bernadette Peters called Annie, Get Your Gun.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that's Irving Berlin stuff.
Yeah.
So it was a really successful show, and we had a great time doing it. And while we were making the cast album, they asked me if I wanted to do some jazz records, like a Sinatra kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And so that's how I started doing that. And I've been doing that ever since, so
nice.
Almost 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And actually ended up doing a Christmas record with John.
Yeah.
Okay. That came out a couple years ago. So it's been a lot of fun. I'm actually right now getting ready to record a kind of a singer-songwriter record.
Oh, okay.
Really small and intimate, but a lot of story songs and stuff that I've written myself.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, exciting. Oh, now, what came first for you, the music or the acting?
Music.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a singer when I was a little kid.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I started doing musicals when I was 12, and I just learned a little more about acting just out of self-defense.
Cool. Now, the other question I had for you, I'm a big Tarantino fan, so it's really cool to see you in Django Unchained.
Well, the thing that people don't know is there's a backstory to that.
Okay.
Back in the day when we were filming Dukes, Jim Best, the guy who played Roscoe, taught. He did classes in Burbank on a Thursday night. So anyway, Tarantino was a teenager.
Okay.
And he would take the bus up and he'd study with Jim at night. Jim would let him sleep in the classroom and then come to the set the next morning. So he was around the set when he was 19.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea. And, you know, and so years later, when he was doing Django, you know, he likes to find little things, and they're not really so much cameos, because it was a nice scene, actually.
Yeah, it was.
So it was great. It was the most fun I had since Dukes.
That's awesome.
All right, you guys. We'll see you later.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.